from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. San Francisco supervisors will vote today on rules to encourage urban farming. KQED's Lauren Summer reports it's part of a nationwide movement.
The proposed zoning changes would make it easier for projects like Little City Gardens, a small farm in the Mission Terrace neighborhood.
We got a great harvest of radishes and a great harvest of Tokyo turnips.
Brooke Budner and partner Caitlin Galloway started the farm to sell produce to local restaurants, but they found the permitting process to be too expensive.
Not only are we a new business, but we're a completely experimental business. We totally believe it's going to work, but we need a little bit of support with this.
The supervisor's vote would help by making it easier for urban farms to get permits. Dana Pearls of the San Francisco Urban Agriculture Alliance says that's a national trend.
You have places like Detroit and Chicago and Seattle and people who want to bring health and food to the forefront of our cities.
Oakland is also considering changes to its urban agriculture rules. I'm Lauren Summer, KQED News.
Emergency officials in Contra Costa County say a warning siren that went off this morning was a false alarm. Bay City News reports officials say the siren malfunctioned just after 7 a.m., though it's unclear why. An actual emergency would have prompted automated phone calls to residents with instructions. Seven ticket agents for the Golden Gate Ferry are losing their jobs due to new vending machines installed to save money. 12 ticket machines are in place at the terminals in Larkspur, Sausalito, and San Francisco. Transit officials say five of those seven agents have been placed in other jobs. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Thanks, Joshua. Support for KQED News comes from Oakland International Airport with new flights to Hawaii and Mexico City. OaklandAirport.com.